good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus being brought to you by LG Seeds. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Is drought a possibility this year? Just in case, let's look at some ways to limit the forage problems drought can cause. Will your pastures receive enough rain this spring and summer to meet the needs of your cattle? If the past few years are any indication, at least some of us will face significant shortages this year. Fortunately, if you take action early, you can minimize some of drought's problems if your pastures do turn dry. For starters, prepare a strategy for using leftover hay. Continue to feed corn stalk bales, prairie hay, or other forages a bit longer this spring before turning cows out to permanent pasture. Now, I know this action is exactly opposite of my usual recommendation to graze more and feed less hay, but allowing pastures to accumulate a bit more growth before grazing begins will provide more total grazable forage if drought prevents much regrowth later on. It also will let pastures stress from previous overuse to rebuild root systems and vigor. Leftover hay also can be used later during the grazing season to give pastures more time to recover between grazings. Another strategy is planting drought-tolerant forages for pasture or hay. Summer annual grasses like Sudan grass, sorghum Sudan hybrids, and pearl millet are excellent choices. Wait until soils are good and warm before planting these grasses, though. Late May or early June usually is best. So line up some seed and reserve some ground now for these drought insurance grasses before you plant everything to corn, beans, and other crops. And don't forget about possibly planting these grasses as a double crop into the stubble after wheat harvest. If the rains don't come, planning and acting now to reduce potential forage losses from drought will pay big dividends.
Back to take a look at those area hay prices after this from LG Seeds.